W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal agents overnight arresting rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs. A grand jury indictment against him, however, is still sealed. His lawyer describes him as an imperfect person, but not a criminal. New details emerging about the suspect under investigation in the apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Here's ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin.
Neighbors are describing him as somewhat of a loner, quote unquote weird. That's a word that's actually been thrown around a lot. We do know that family members and closer associates or friends are in contact with law enforcement. We know that they tell the authorities that there was no history of diagnosed mental illness. But he did have a tendency to fixate on things.
Court documents show that Ryan Wesley Ruth had been hiding in the golf course bushes for 12 hours before he was spotted. Big fire still burning in the Houston area after a woman driver ran her SUV into an above-ground natural gas valve. A legal setback for a former chief of staff of Donald Trump. ABC's Alex Stone with the details.
In August, attorneys for former Trump White House chief of staff Mark Meadows argued the case should be moved to federal court because the indictment relates to his conduct as chief of staff to the president. But on Monday, the judge said Meadows charged conduct, 9 felony counts for his alleged role in an effort to overturn Trump's election loss in Arizona in 2020, is unrelated to his official White House duties, and the case will remain in Arizona state court. Meadows was charged with 17 others for fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles taking her appeal over the bronze medal that she won and then lost to the highest court in Switzerland. Chiles won the bronze on the floor exercises at the Paris Olympics after a successful challenge from Team USA to the scoring of the event. But that challenge was eventually overruled on the grounds that it was put in just a few seconds too late. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some 2-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's homestand is off to a good start. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers got 2 home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth Tuesday with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers QB Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug bit the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles and then missed Sunday's game with the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although he prefers Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with a high near 85. Clear tonight, a low of 57. Sunny and low 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. For Friday, mostly sunny. We'll have a high around 83. For Saturday, 81 and a chance of rain by Saturday night. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, it's 55.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Another nice morning out there.
Oh, my God.
Take a look at me, by the way. Take a look at me. Take a look at me. It's the last time you're ever going to see me like this.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's the last time you're going to see me like this.
Okay, tell me. Tell me more.
So I'm drinking something that's changing my life.
I see. I noticed that this morning when you walked in. What is that?
Cachava.
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 God bless you.
I'm on a new diet, okay?
Yes.
I came up with this on my own, sort of.
What? Kind of. Really? You made a... The name and everything?
No, actually, I got this from Dennis from the Glam Bay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a product called Cachava.
Oh, there is.
But okay. It's supposed to be it has like the greatest things in the world in this one cup. Okay? So all I'm eating right now is this and cheesy beef sticks.
I think they're going to offset each other.
They are.
Okay.
So the cheesy beef sticks have the protein and no carbs, and they're delicious. So you want to eat them. It's not like eating a peach every day or something.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
It's good for you. So this Cachava has like the greatest ingredients you'll ever. Todd, could you look it up if you get a chance?
Sure.
I don't have that this morning, but I'll tell you what I did. So I told you I went to festival because I'm a bachelor this week. Picked up some stuff, you know, salmon. I bought cat.
We should hang. We're both bachelors. We should hang together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watch the ball games and stuff.
You know what I bought catfish.
Oh.
Have you had that?
I've had it. Sure. I like it.
$10 a pound. Anyway, so I got home last night because I had to work at the shelter till like 9. Got home and I should have baked it, but I didn't. I kind of deep fried it, put it in flour.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. Well, anything deep fried is good for you.
But I don't know. I was a little disappointed, but I want to tell you what's good is cold catfish in the morning.
Really?
That was awesome.
Really?
It tasted much better this morning than it did last night.
I'm a firm believer a lot of things taste better that next day. It's like they
right?
get more flavor kind of seeps into them or
and
something.
And I think the flour, I think that just it
yeah,
holds better.
I believe that. Yep.
It's like it was almost like catfish nuggets. It was
okay.
Really, it was really good.
Catfish nuggets for breakfast.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that.
They were seasoned.
Todd? Yeah.
So anyway, that was dinner last night, but I was like, I thought this would taste better.
You know what's funny is people in the South, I mean, here you bought catfish, okay, yeah. You like it, and I've had catfish,
yeah.
And, but it's basically a carp.
I know, they do
eat
off
the
bottom.
And you never eat a carp.
No.
But I don't think there's a lot of difference between a catfish and a carp.
They both eat off the
they're
bottom,
both
bottom of the
feeders.
Lake. Yeah, bottom feeders.
Yeah suckers.
Whatever. Right.
You know, when we used to catch suckers, we would toss them.
They put up a good fight, though, the suckers, right? In our,
yeah.
Zebco.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so... I don't know about, you had what?
Cachava.
Cachava.
So plant protein, super greens, omegas, vitamins, minerals, adaptogen herbs, probiotics and fiber, super mushrooms, super fruits, digestive enzymes. Now, I have to tell you something.
In one glass, one cup.
Wow.
So Dennis also got me involved with Kachava. So okay. I've been doing it for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Oh, is this a pyramid thing? Like
No. Oh, okay. I'm just ordering it and using it. Here's the thing you got to be careful of. I'll warn you. On Sunday, I thought I'd be smart. I'd have a Kachava in the morning for breakfast.
As I just did.
Had a little lunch. But then later in the day, I said, you know what? I'm going to have another Kachava.
Yeah.
I paid for it yesterday.
Like, okay. like Josh Myers, or
well,
what do you mean?
Well, just know that the cheese and beef sticks will probably help you
gotcha.
Alleviate.
Gotcha. Balance things out.
Yeah.
My life is balanced. I am all
That's exactly
about
right.
Balance.
Yes. Yes.
Been 10 minutes, but all right.
At my funeral, people say, you know what I liked about mine? I'm like, he had a life of balance. Didn't he though? Yes, tranquility and balance are the two words I think of.
This isn't funny, but I went to a
funeral.
I did.
You do it like three times a week.
I just wanted to say,
I wrote that song, I meant that about him. He goes to funerals of people he doesn't even know.
No, it was a distant worker, but the guy didn't like go to church, right? I mean, you know, there's people like that, and he just, but then,
yeah.
So I think his wife or something called this guy, can do the funeral. And the guy got up there and just gave the canned speech. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I tell you, it was God, family.
Yeah.
And I was walking out of there, and the pallbearer, I was right next to the pallbearer, kind of walking out, and I don't know who the hell he was talking about.
Man, don't say that in church. Oh, that's awesome.
But, you know, that's a standard speech. You know,
his
God, family, and then
absolutely.
Work or community.
Absolutely.
And in that order. And he gave that speech, and this friend of mine who, man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. You're what? I know you're on the clock, but we're still 8-9 years away, right?
We'll see.
Well, this Kachava thing may be... extension of your life.
I think it is. That's why I said, look at me now, because you won't see me like this ever again.
What flavor do you have there? Is that the chai or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
The chocolate's a little...
Nothing chocolate tastes like chocolate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was actually thinking about putting a banana or something in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
So, you guys, that's not in the store because you said you ordered it?
You got to order it online.
You too?
I don't know. It's a big sack. It's a big... Like a sack of flour.
It's about $50 a bag.
Yeah, it is. It's really expensive.
Yeah. Well, that's
so. Thank you, Dennis, if you're listening, buddy.
Kachava, and it's once a day, twice a day, like Todd?
I'm gonna have it twice a day, maybe three or four times a day.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I'll just speed it up.
I'll string a mic cord down at the bathroom for you,
John. We're ready to go. Hang on.
Okay.
Just give me a couple more minutes.
It sounds like what Todd read. It's unbelievable. It's in there.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay. I don't know.
And like 230 calories or something
yes.
like that, right?
Yeah, but it's a meal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your meal.
But then just eating the beef sticks when you feel like eating something. You know what I mean?
I don't think those are good for you.
Oh, they're fine. There's no carbs in them.
Yeah.
Cheese is good for you, right? Meat is good for you. How are they not good for you?
Well, I think it's, I don't know. I think there's something like portions on that. I don't think you can live on beef sticks. Something tells me that's not
I've lived this long on them. So, I mean.
That is true.
Think about that. So anyway, we got a big show today. We got Jake from DC Farm for Vets coming in. Love helping those guys out. They got a great, great program going there. I want to talk to him more about that.
I'm buying into that.
Me too. I'm all in for that.
I think it's $10 to be a member, and then you can just pick and choose what you want delivered. And they bring it to the farmer's market, which is awesome for me. Because
right outside the door, basically. Right. I want to donate to. Can you loan me $10 to start off with?
Yeah.
And then you owe me $10 for not putting in my bet.
Okay. I'm going to the casino. Well, Thursday we're going to go.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to pick up my winnings if nothing else. I got $20 sitting over there.
Wow. Okay, you got 10, but all right.
John, people don't look at that. Does anyone ever say, if they bet 100 and won 100, what do they say they got at the casino?
100.
No, they don't. They say they got 200.
Todd?
The money's gone once
but
you put it on the table.
But it's not your money. But it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's gone.
If there's a push, you
get
it back,
don't
you? What if it's a push?
I don't know how that works in sports betting.
By the way, okay, where's... Oh,
but anyway...
I didn't bring my phone down.
One
of my guys said, Mino, you have never been more correct, and the mayor has never been more wrong.
What?
I actually had somebody text me that yesterday, too, Jim.
What?
That you don't know what you're talking about.
With your point spreads, and you're going to get yourself in big trouble. You're going to bet the wrong way.
No, I'm not. I was out there, and I talked to... Okay.
Just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Let's say the Packers are favored by 7 this week. And you say, yeah.
I'll take Tennessee and okay. 7 points.
Okay. What if the Packers win by 8?
I lose.
Okay, very good. Very good. Now, when we were talking, okay, about me taking the under, you taking the over, and you kept trying to tell it was the same bet.
No, you're talking about under over is a whole different category. It's a whole different bet. It has nothing to do with who wins and loses. It's under over is in total points scored.
I know that, but I'm saying under or over the spread. If the spread is 6,
there's no. What do you mean under over? Under over doesn't have anything to do with.
That means are you taking the spread or are you going under? Do you understand what I mean? You're either taking the over or the under with the spread.
You're either taking the spread or you're not. Not looking over under.
Well, yeah, but you're the spread is still a part of the bet, no matter if you're taking it over or taking it under.
That's not true. You can bet straight up, and then you get more. You win.
There aren't many straight ups, but yeah,
you can bet every game straight up, even if it's over under. If it's a 14-point spread, you can still bet straight and forget the points.
Okay,
and they put it right on the screen. They said,
but,
look,
but the odds. I know, but
the odds are better.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. You know what? You bet the point spread the way you want to bet this point spread, and everybody else will do it a different way.
You got to cover the spread to win.
I understand that. I understand that.
What don't I understand?
Well, yesterday we were talking, and you were trying to say that you and I were making the exact same bet, and we're making the opposite bet. We're making the exact opposite bet. And you kept trying to say we're making the same bet. See, I was taking the under the points, okay? That they wouldn't cover the spread.
Right, and I said they would.
Yeah.
I don't find that confusing. Okay. Maybe he'll text me or call me offline because I think I understand gambling.
I don't know. I don't know much about betting, but somebody texted me and said, I don't think Jim knows what he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
And I get one with somebody congratulating me saying you've never been more right.
Which does not happen.
Hardly ever.
Well, it's been a year and a couple months. So, all right.
That's never happened before in this show.
Okay. But I think you may have been. I think maybe you were getting confused with the total points.
Probably.
Because we talked about that at the same time, and that's a different
category.
I've only
been betting on spreads since 1974, so I don't really know. Today is Country Music Day. Love country music.
All country this morning.
All country. Yep.
That's awesome. And have you, I think I've asked you this, have you been to the CMA?
No. I've never been to Nashville.
CMA. No, the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That, Todd?
No.
Oh, my God, because it's not new, but it's relatively new. It's unbelievable.
I'd love to go.
It is. They have the outfits, you know, what they wore. They got it's unbelievable jewelry. Then they have this car with the horns on and the shotgun for the handles. I don't know whose car that was. And just this, it's got to be 3 floors of just.
Right in Nashville?
Records. That's right.
Yeah,
Nashville.
I'd love to see it.
It's great. And it's not that expensive to go and you can spend all day there.
Love it. I grew up on country music, man. Every Sunday morning, it'd be Eddie Arnold and Marty Robbins and Jim Reeves.
Those guys are all in there.
And all those kind of people. Yep. Hank Williams, mm-hmm. Johnny Cash, all those people all the time. I grew up with that. Like, you can't believe.
And then they have those little headsets, right?
Oh, sure.
That you wear. And then when you're done, you put them in the bucket. So you want to buy a headset? I'm like, no. So I went to the end and picked up a couple headsets and came back and said, here.
And stole them?
I didn't steal them.
Wow.
Those are the ones that were not disinfected.
Yeah.
That's true. Wow. That is true. I took the risk. But
it's
anyway.
Also table shuffleboard day. Don't you have one of those?
I sold it.
Oh.
I got a good deal.
Charlie
on
Pride.
It.
1969. They wonder how does a man. Happy Country Music Day, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know if you have any requests. We're going to help you out here today. Maybe some trucker music, a little Red Soul vibe. Little Giddy Up Go, Phantom 409, Teddy Bear, IT Professional Day, Move, Constitution Day, Apple Dumpling Day.
You've got to.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel in Wisconsin. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride here on National Country Music Day. Someday I would love to, what? What are you laughing at? I would love to work at a country station.
I'm sensing that, yeah.
I would love to work at a country station, play old country. Yeah.
I get to do something called Lunch with the Legends. It's an entire hour of that kind of music every day.
Shut up!
It's my favorite part
of the
day.
Where do you do that?
Down in Georgia.
And where do you do that from?
From home.
From home?
Yeah.
So do you use the studio in Oshkosh too?
No.
Never? Oh, okay. Why not? Wouldn't that be easier to go there?
I like my studio.
So Lunch with the Legends, that's a great name. So during lunchtime, these people listen to you, obviously.
Yep.
And
yep.
Is it all country or do you?
Oh, it's all country. It's a country station.
Okay.
But we play just legends and super legends for the lunch.
That sounds great. I would love that. How could people find that?
They don't stream that station, have to live down in Georgia to listen to it.
But, oh, that.
Yeah.
That would be great. I'd love to listen to that.
Yeah.
Let me fill in for you someday.
Okay. All right.
Take some calls.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Colin in right there from, where are you from there? Gwinnett, Georgia. How you doing there, bub?
I'm doing good. Hey, good having you out here, Johnny. Good having you. Country music. Yep. How you like living down here in Georgia? I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to have some hush puppies this morning. Cold hush puppies. It's a good thing.
What does a Yankee know about a hush puppy?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, boy. I'll tell you something. I might be Yankee, but my heart is rebel heart. I'll tell you that right now. I was born in I should have been born and raised down here. I'm telling you, I would have worked on the bayou or worked on the oil rigs. Would have done a lot of stuff. I would have done one of those things where you go in the river there and you just put your hand down, you grab a big old catfish by the gills, and you pull them up. Can't think of what that's called, but it's a cool thing. I'm going to do that.
The gills.
What is that called? They do that down there. Not gigging. I've seen there's a show on it. They go along and they'll know a catfish is like under, and they'll reach under that bank, not knowing if there's an alligator with their hand.
Noodling.
Thank you. It's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, those are the kind of chicks you want to date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How come you only got one arm there? I'm noodling. Still kind of sexy.
Why do you got one tooth?
Yeah. Is eating when I was noodling.
Wow. Yeah. Noodling. Anybody that noodles is a crazy person.
Well, they had that whole show on.
I would not want to mess with anybody in any situation that noodles.
Yeah.
We just got a text in this morning that said, with John's new diet, he actually won't need that Blackstone.
Well, I don't know about that.
There you go.
Because the number one thing I want to use that Blackstone for is cooking fish outside.
Yeah, but if you're doing cheese sticks and...
I know that. Yeah. I know that. But fish is going to be part of my well-rounded diet because you can eat seafood. Seafood is still okay for you. Seafood is fantastic for you.
Yeah.
Especially if it's fresh. So I'm going to be cooking fresh brook trout on that. Walleye, it's a good perch.
But you have a grill.
But I know, but it's hard to cook fish on a grill.
Put it on foil.
I don't like that.
Punch some holes in it.
I don't like that either. I don't need that because I got a Blackstone.
That's true.
I'm gonna put so many pictures on my Facebook. First meal is gonna be.
I don't think that's a vote getter. I don't think people are.
What do you mean?
Real pleased with how you handled that.
A lot of people are. A lot of people told me I did the right thing.
The texts were rolling in.
Just rolling in on my phone, too. So
yeah. No, a lot of people were like, I'm happy for you, Mino, that you're keeping it.
Yeah. Okay. The grill, though, what's that called? Not a griddle.
Griddle.
Griddle, yeah.
Yeah.
We have that on our stove, right? Just to cook eggs and stuff. And that is kind of cool, but
yeah.
You could just buy that. What is that made out of? And just put it on your grill, is what I'm saying.
Listen to me.
Right, Todd?
No.
You just buy that. What is that made out of? Like, is that steel? What is that? That griddle?
Plastic.
This tastes funny.
So you shouldn't use those.
Anyway.
No, I'm gonna become the Blackstone Master. I'm gonna have my own cooking show.
Okay, all right.
Meals with Mino. With my grill, with my skillet. I am. But I'm big into fish, and I hate stinking up a house with fish. Let's be honest.
And now, look, I cooked that catfish last night, and I got, you know.
Right.
It does.
Yeah, I know. It just does. It smells but like with catfish. This, no, I'm going to be doing that outside.
That's a good idea.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
You know, tell the homeless I'll get him something. I mean,
we had a meeting last night that didn't come up, so.
That didn't come up?
It did not.
It did not?
I would defend it.
But you know what? Let me just say, can I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
If they had said, if who's your girl that comes here?
Shannon.
Okay. If she had said, wow, Mino, we understand, but we're really disappointed because we were actually going to keep the skillet at the homeless shelter and cook for the residents, cook fresh fish and things like that. Then I would have said, it's yours. But she was just going to use it for a raffle type item. So somebody.
Right.
It's not like I'm taking it away from the homeless. If it was going to stay there and they were going to cook with it, all in.
I'd set
it up for you. I'll do the whole thing. I'll bring some shrimp over.
You've been over to our. We have unbelievable cooking equipment.
I know much you do. Of it's donated. Like industrial.
It is.
It is. And I mean, I was shocked.
We wouldn't. Like,
so you wouldn't need this.
It would be like somebody having two grills on their back. You just don't need it. So,
exactly.
What we would do is we would use that money to feed the homeless.
Okay, I understand that, but they eat pretty well. I mean, let's be honest.
We work hard
you guys
to make
feed
sure they
them
eat
pretty well.
Well. We do.
You I feed mean, them pretty
it's
well.
It's the community that does it. It's
yeah, I know.
Us. The community
but they're
donates.
Not going hungry. You know what I mean?
But we need money. It costs us.
I know, and I'm going to help you out with that.
Serve 150 people a day.
I'm going to help you out with that garden.
With what?
When I'm going to have when we talk to Jake.
We have a garden.
I'm going to grow stuff for you. I'm going to talk to Jake. I'm going to talk to a buddy of mine that has some property. See if they'll put in one of those gardens for me. And everything I grow all summer is going to your homeless shelter. Everything I grow.
What are you doing then?
Next year. I'm going to talk to Jake. I want them to put in a garden for me. I need a buddy who's got some room to put it in. And I'll go out there and I'll till the land. I'll weed and pick stuff.
Just give us the money. You know, I just, then you're going to have, oh,
anybody
I get this,
can
I
give
that.
Somebody money, Jim.
And we need it.
I'm giving you sweat.
Okay.
I'm giving you my sweat. My own sheen. I'm giving you
I
people.
I still think you should just give us, just go back the to the inertia. Yeah, go back to the initial deal. We're going to auction off the grill at our bowl-a-thon. And all that money we raise there goes to feeding.
Yeah. Got a text here. Don't let Mino go down the YouTube rabbit hole of Blackstone cooking. Got another text. Better warn John. Blackstones require a lot of maintenance.
Somebody, Todd, said that.
Yeah, they do.
Why? I don't understand
that. Me either. Why would they require
more?
Can you
just wipe them off?
No, because they rust. They rust easily, just like, you know, like a iron skillet rusts and stuff like that.
Okay.
So you constantly have to be cleaning off the rust and reseasoning it. And yeah.
Do you reseason with olive oil or something?
Yeah, with oil.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that. I'll be all over that.
That thing's, going to be on the curb in a year.
Preventive maintenance is my middle name.
Yeah, we know that, right?
I got a to-do list of everything I do with all that stuff. Yeah.
Walked into the house, there's water all over the floor. Yeah, that's preventive maintenance.
Because I just saw a picture of Jimmy Carter using a Blackstone that was supposed to go to Habitat for Humanity. There you go. Things happen. No, I'm going to make it up to you guys in a big way. Big way. Big way. Where you'll be so much better than what you'd get from the raffle.
$700.
Let me just say this.
You said that's a win for
it. I was six something.
Okay.
I was the auctioneer, and I really sold it well. Who's doing your auction?
John Mino.
I can't with this cold I got now. Otherwise.
We got work
movies,
to do.
Movies. They're going to make a big star out of me. You know this one?
No.
What? Sad and lonely.
Nope.
All I gotta do is act naturally.
You don't know it either.
Apple dumplings. I could see you making apple dumplings good when you go apple picking.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The World Beef Expo is right around the corner and is going to be highlighting some of the top beef cattle in the U.S. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here with me is the president of the World Beef Expo, Cody Quam, and he is giving some information on the event for those interested in attending.
And then Saturday we roll into and what we start what we call our junior weekend. We start in the morning first thing with our collegiate and high school or grade school judging contest. We got college teams from all over the country coming in for an elite experience of judging high-end beef cattle. Then we roll in the afternoon into our showmanship competition for all the kids that want to partake in that. So far, we got 300 kids signed up to do showmanship. And Saturday night, we roll into our prospect market steer and market steer show.
Cody Quam, the president of the World Beef Expo, says that this is the 32nd year of the event. This free event coincides with the Harvest Fair, and there is sure to be something for everyone who wants to experience a bit of the world of being a beef producer. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Wisconsin Farm Bureau, we know that every farm, big or small, faces unique challenges. That's why we offer solutions tailored to your needs, from policy advocacy to exclusive benefits that save you money. We're more than just an organization. We're a community preparing the next generation of farmers to lead Wisconsin. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, your partner in farming success.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now for a look at some ag news. Two professors at UW River Falls were awarded a grant from the National Science Foundation where they will be looking at water quality in agricultural areas. Also, Terry Costello has been named the new executive director of the Wisconsin FFA alumni. She takes over this role after her 32-year career working in agriculture education, with the last 27 years in the Waupun School District. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with a high near 85. Clear tonight, a low of 57. Sunny and low 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. For Friday, mostly sunny. We'll have a high around 83. For Saturday, 81 and a chance of rain by Saturday night. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, it's 55.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Ruby colored Compton
one out somewhere.
This one I know.
Kenny Rogers and the First Edition, 1969, number one hit. Did he used to have a TV show? Or is he was just on everybody else's shows?
I think he was on everybody else's
show. Okay, because I remember him being on like the Johnny Cash show.
Sure.
Glenn Campbell show.
Yep.
Those two were really popular. Johnny Cash and Glenn Campbell shows. Man, they were big.
I think both of them actually had two separate runs of a show, you know? I know Glenn did for sure.
I mean, nobody missed those because they'd have the biggest stars of the day.
Country or not.
Country or not.
You know?
They'd be on those shows. Yeah. Yeah. I remember the Turtles being on Glenn Campbell's show singing Host of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell was here a couple times. Remember he was at the Widener? But he was towards the end.
Towards the end, right?
Remember? And he came to do that. They billed it as a Christmas show. Not a good idea. Because people went there, because it was, you know, whatever, December 1670, but they billed it as a Christmas show, and his daughter took care of him, right?
Okay.
His daughter,
oh, I don't know.
His wife.
I don't know.
His daughter that took care of him.
I think his kids did. You're right.
All right. It was his, yeah, and she's up there. And, like, maybe he sang one Christmas song. You know, he just, when you have, like, did he have dementia? What did he have?
Yeah, I think Alzheimer's. So, down the stretch, yeah.
Alzheimer's. So you just go back to where you were.
Okay.
And I don't think he did a lot of Christmas. So some people were upset. It was just great to see him. But,
right.
It was billed wrong.
Really?
Yeah, really. Anyway, he was here. Anyway.
Did you meet him or anything?
No,
just go
I
to see him?
Just went to see him.
He never came to your
I don't
place?
Remember him at the Carlton.
I would have seen him. That was when he was bigger.
Yeah. No, I didn't see him.
No, all right.
Anyway, yes, they had a lot of country. I mean, Oak Ridge Boys were, how many times were they at the Carlton? Like, I don't know, a million times, but. Yeah,
where did I see the Gatlin boys are coming
Gatlin
to town?
Brothers.
Are they still coming to town?
Did they
at the Meyer? Did they already have them?
No,
we're going to get Matt on more often. Talk about what's coming. I'd love to see the Gatlin boys.
I don't think they're not performing, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the one of them.
I think there's October, like three of them.
October 26th at the Meyer.
Okay.
The Gatlin brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I agree. I would definitely go see them.
So we got to get Matt on. And
where's Matt? Wake him up.
And we have to get, he kind of not promised us, but he did say.
Yeah, he did promise us.
Though the.
What did he promise us? Two bartenders?
Yeah, right. That was.
You'll never forget that, will you?
No. Look at that. I forgot what we're going to. You know, I wanted them to sing here in Green Bay. They're on tour. Roger Hodgson, is he the lead?
Who?
Who are we talking about?
They're doing a tribute to. Oh, it's one of my favorites. I can't think.
Supertramp?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's in October. Remember he said that?
Yeah.
He was standing
You're
right
all
here.
You're excited about that.
I was. And he goes,
Jim's looking for free tickets.
No, I don't care. He said, look, we've got some tickets, so. I'll pay for them.
I have to tell you a cool story, so.
I'll tell you what I want to go to. You probably don't, though. Old Fashioned Fest.
Yeah, no. But
yeah,
that's cool.
I want to go to that. I know.
You got to get your tickets. Didn't they sell out last year, he said?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
When is that coming up?
He was in here.
I want to say October. Isn't it? Maybe even November.
That's at the Rush Arena, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it the Rush Arena or Shopko Hall or whatever? I never know what's Expo Hall.
Yeah.
I think it's the Expo Hall upstairs.
Yes, that's what he said.
Which is a really nice place. You don't hear much about it, though. Is it used that much? Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's used that much. That's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, sometimes you go down that YouTube rabbit hole where you start watching old
stuff.
Yeah. Came across a song from a group back from the 90s. The group's called Living Color. Just weird.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm enjoying this music. I'm like, oh, I totally forgot about this group, whatever. They're going to be at the Epic Center this weekend.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm like, just out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one. I told Dennis one. Wow. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were sitting here and we were talking about somebody's dad was a cop in Chicago?
Yeah.
And remember, like, not in Chicago. Remember? I get in my car and it's on a 70s Sirius station.
Yeah.
The Night Chicago Died. Wow. As soon as I pull around the corner right here in front of the. I hadn't heard that song in 30 years.
That's weird.
Isn't that bizarre when that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Like, 30 years I haven't heard that song.
And it's
playing
talk
right
about
now
it
when we just talked about it.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's almost like
happens.
Scary weird when that happens.
I mean, someone's watching you.
That's what they say.
Hopefully it's, you know, on the right shoulder. Todd, are you going?
I don't know. I want to, but.
I'm a bachelor, so. If you need somebody.
He's that guy looking for somebody to hang out with this week.
Talk to my neighbor. He's like, I got to get you going. Yeah, I mean,
you know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like there's an old Andy Griffith episode where Aunt B and Opie were going to visit her sister or something. Ooh, and he was so unbelievably excited. Like, he went to hang up his sweater where he was. And he's like, nope, I'm going to throw it on the thing here. But then Aunt B had told everybody, oh, Andy's going to, you know. So everybody was like inviting him over for dinner. You know what I mean? Like Howard Sprague invited him over for his mom's favorite tomato sauce. And then somebody else, Gomer or so. So like three different places. And it's like all he wanted to do was go home. Yeah. And be by himself. So that's going to happen to you.
Oh, I don't know. My neighbor.
No. We don't want you being alone. We're going to stop over. I got some buddies in town.
No. I'll be alone. I got my dog.
No, you don't have to sit alone. We'll come over.
So here's the kind of music it is, Jim, so you can make a decision, okay?
During the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I'm busy.
Wow. Yeah. What night is that?
Wow. Saturday night.
Yes.
Oh, Todd. I got stuff.
Oh, it's a great band.
If it would have been yesterday, I could have gone.
I know. Any other day, I would have had a better excuse.
Hey,
listen to that stuff?
I like all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
No. All right. No. All right. Hey, switching gears. A new book came out, right? You see that in the paper?
I did not.
This lady, she's not that old. She wrote this book. She's 27.
All right. That's very young.
Yes.
Although I used to think that was going to be old. It's like, when do you turn kind of like you're not young anymore? I always thought 27 was that kind of make or break year.
I agree with that, but to publish a book, that seems...
Well, that's phenomenal. I'm not saying that. But just in general, even in my career, it's like... No matter where I was, it's like, well, I'm still really young. I'm 25. Well, I'm still young. I'm 26. Then it's like, 27 is kind of like a...
Close to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, close on 30.
Yeah.
And she's 26. She wrote a book, 100 Things to Do in Green Bay Before You Die.
All right.
So you can just guess the top five.
Well, I mean, Packer Hall of Fame.
Well, it's just, the reason she wrote the book, as she says in here, that there's so much more in Green Bay than the Packers.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So you're right. Packer game, Packer tailgate party, Packer offense. But let's take those three or four off the table.
Okay. Al's Hamburgers.
You know what? That was number one.
Really?
Right here. Al's Hamburgers.
I did not know that. Okay.
Okay, nice that's job. Very good. Yeah. That is good. Okay, you better guess the second one. You're going to hurt my feelings.
Baby.
Sippin' Pippin'.
Yeah.
All right.
You, I like that. Okay. And she talks about it. You know, famous Elvis. Elvis Presley's favorite roller coaster. Okay, then a couple more. Green Bay.
You're asking me. Oh, I got
you. Just two more. Just guess
okay,
two more.
Okay.
You were more than Green Bay. You're Al's Hamburgers. There's the.
Is it Green Bay itself or the area? Like I would throw out a fish boil, but no, they don't do fish boils.
That's 100 things. I only got five here.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know, John.
Let's see. What else in Green Bay? Green Bay itself.
John, it's one of the nicest attractions we have. People come from all over to see it, experience it.
Todd? Is it Lambeau?
No. I said the Packer stuff I checked off.
Railroad Museum.
Yep.
Okay.
And then one more, and then we'll move on. Give us a clue. We had the director on here.
Northland Hotel.
Botanical Gardens?
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that nice that she wrote a book? Now she has 100 things in there. I have to get the book. I just thought it was in the paper today, but I think that's pretty cool that she's selling more than.
It's great,
and it's great that we have the Packers to be a magnet here. But and I don't know if it's greater. I don't know if it's greater Green Bay.
I saw number 79 is peeping through the former mayor's windows.
Really?
Because he doesn't have curtains.
So you don't even have to peep. You just stand out there and look in.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I don't think there's other stuff in there, John. She wants us to buy the book.
Okay.
So she just put a tease in there. But I'm going to look at that because I think that would be fun to.
What would you say if somebody said, well, give me 10 things outside of the Packers?
City Deck.
What are we missing? People, help us out. What do you think?
City Deck, Northland Hotel.
What do you think would be different? Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are cool things. I mean, I would say the Shrine, but that's Champion. But that's.
Yeah.
You could say that's greater.
Well, that's what I mean. It's.
Yeah.
I would say within a half an hour is still Green Bay, wouldn't you?
Oh, okay, but Door County wouldn't
qualify. That's a whole different entity.
Yeah.
That's a thing on its own.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's not a lot. I'm sorry. I know there should be. I'm off the top of my head, it's like must see things outside of the Packers, outside of the Title Town.
Well, you
district.
Want to get. I mean, really, you would agree though, the City Deck, the water.
So oh yeah,
you experience that. That's
no
cool
question. And when they have bands back there, and those Friday night things or Saturday night things in the summer, when the weather's nice,
right.
Got the fireplaces going. It's fantastic back there.
Fantastic. But a lot of stuff is out at Title Town, Aaron's Hill. But that's
what I mean.
So you got to take that. Because she's like, everybody's going to go there, but what else is there to do? I don't know where she came up with.
100.
Yeah.
She's got, like, I see the Fish Fry at St. Brendan's Inn.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Checking out the Union Hotel in De Pere.
That's good.
That would be one.
That is a good one.
Automobile Gallery.
And learning the.
How about Daryl? He's coming up. The Automobile Gallery is very cool.
The Union is a big one I missed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that would be considered Green Bay.
Right.
I mean, you know, the greater.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greater Green Bay.
Let's
use that. But, I'm going to see that, and I think we should all be ambassadors. So, you know, people come in, and what else is there?
Yeah, I think the Children's Museum is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think that's an awesome place.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's about the ones I've got. Yeah.
I mean,
a fish fry, if you haven't had an old school, like, St. Brendan's, I never had that one. But if you wanted, like, the real old school, it'd be like Merrick's, wouldn't it?
You know what?
Where the guys are playing cribbage right before they
and those tables are
smear
still,
rather
and they still have that little metal around the table
and you get the onion and the piece of I've never known how to use that though how to use the onion and rye bread. Are you supposed to put the perch inside and wrap it up and eat it?
No,
I think bread
for bones back
have
in you, the day.
That's, so, remember when we had that too? We always have to have a piece of bread with butter.
Yep.
In case you got choked in the bone.
Yep.
But I don't understand the onion.
I thought you just put the onion on the bread and ate the onion on the bread.
Well, that's what I mean. Are you supposed to eat that together?
Yeah. Right?
I've never had an onion on mine, but yeah.
You never had on your rye bread?
Not with fish. Never seen that before.
Am I wrong? Is that what they do at Merrick's?
Yeah, at Merrick's.
Okay.
But what I really like is, indeed, was the ground round on onion and rye bread.
Yeah. That's the raw stuff?
Yeah. That
God
is a delicacy.
Bless it. I still can't believe that.
I absolutely love that.
Wow. I can't believe that.
My dad,
he
ate that a lot.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ground round.
Wow. I'm shocked
people would do that. And that's rye bread, onion, and ground round.
I know.
And salt and pepper, just like Todd said. I still don't understand
how there's not like bacterial type things in the raw meat.
It's just the same as the raw. It doesn't have any like fat. It's not like 70. It's not like hamburger. It's like you take a steak and grind it up. So do you like raw steak?
Nope.
Okay, well. Right.
I don't think anybody does. Why would you eat raw steak if you can cook it? I mean, seriously.
There's people who like it done like with a match. No, there's some people who like raw steak.
I don't get that. I don't understand that.
All right.
Okay, I've only come up with like 7. We got to think of Todd. What are we missing?
Maybe we can get her on the show.
That'd be
you
great.
Know what?
Let's get her on. What are we missing, folks? What do you think if you were telling somebody
100 things
outside
to
of
do,
the Packers?
But
what would you tell people to do within 20 miles of Green Bay?
Sarah Connery.
What about apple picking? Is that too far north? It'd be like Luxembourgish, wouldn't it? Casco-ish?
Cherry picking.
That stuff?
Strawberry picking.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the kind of stuff I bet she has on there. Because you couldn't do that like in the major.
I mean, you can go walleye fishing, one of the greatest walleye fisheries in America.
I'll bet you any money that's
perch
on there.
Perch fishing is one of the greatest perch fishing areas.
Weren't we a little fished out on that? Or is there still
they
a
were,
perch?
But now they're back.
Okay, good.
Now they're back.
All right. Walleye for sure. That's on
I would
the
think.
List.
How yeah. about,
there's not really no snowmobiling or skiing around here.
Not really. No, I don't know.
We've been kind of racking our brains here for,
10 minutes.
And we're.
And nobody's come up. Anybody else come up with anything that we're missing?
And we're
here?
At 11.
So
there's got to be some other stuff.
I
don't know. She came up with 100, though. God bless her.
All right.
That's a lot. But
the Widener would be one of those places if they had more events. I mean, back in the day with the Widener, the way they were.
It's amazing, though, that you jumped out right away at the top 5. Like, you know what I mean? Like Al's Hamburger, and that was, that's all good stuff. So,
anyway. All right. Help us out, folks. What are the other things would you tell people you must do if you come to Green Bay?
There you go.
All right.
Here he is.
Glenn Campbell, 1970. Back up this.
Your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21.
Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
At Galveston.
Hey, welcome back. It is Country Music Day.
A little loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, and it's fantastic. Can't get enough country music, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Can't get enough DC Farm for Vets, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we extended that 20-mile radius about 20 more miles?
Yeah, how far were you, Wig?
About 30?
47 miles, I believe.
Okay,
it was. 47-minute drive.
Because we're talking about the lady wrote a book, 100 Things to Do or See in Green Bay, and I would say the D.C. Farm for Vets, if it was a little bit closer, would be one of those things.
Oh, it's great. We actually had a big group of homeschool students came out yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So we had probably 10 or 12 parents and close to 30 homeschool kids that came and took the tour.
Those kids aren't too smart, are they?
Oh, it was awesome.
They had some of the smartest people I've ever known have been homeschooled. I don't get that.
The questions were awesome.
Yeah.
Some of the questions those kids came up with were, some of them caught me off guard, not going to lie. That's pretty par for the course.
Big questions. I mean, broad questions, you know, yeah. And a gifted and talented school in Green Bay is the Da Vinci School, right? Yeah. And I had to go there and give a talk one time and a few beads of sweat. You know, any questions? And usually, you know, they just, any questions, all the hands go up, you know, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Stuff about, anyway. But anyway, you had a group up there. That's great. And I bet they learned a lot.
We did. And it's been a very, very busy week. We had our honey harvest party on Saturday.
How did that go? We were talking to you last week about that.
Oh, it was good. Awesome. Crowd? We had a decent crowd that showed up, and we had fresh honey topped over fresh cheesecake, which is absolutely spectacular.
Wow. Fresh honey over fresh cheesecake.
It's always about the food. So even when we're growing stuff, it is always about the food. And I actually brought some sweet corn in here for you guys to try. It is absolutely spectacular. And it's a lot sweeter than your normal sweet corn.
Nice.
So this is, you can peel it, eat it.
How do you recommend cooking that? Like to grill or to peel it and boil it? Or how do you
skillet?
To be honest with you, our sweet corn is so sweet, I don't cook it at all. We eat it just raw right on the cob.
You don't even warm it up or anything?
That's sweet.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
Jim's going to try
I don't think so.
Cob right on the ice. Oh, absolutely.
I've never heard of this.
Me either.
Had you, Todd?
Yes.
Oh.
You don't even, you just
I thought it like had to be cooked.
So did I. Like, isn't there any like bacteria or anything?
Oh, coming from the guy that eats raw hamburger.
Right. Yeah, with onion.
Okay. It's good. It's very good.
Oh, yeah. So when you're growing chemical-free and you're focusing on actually growing the nutrients in the soil, that's where you want to be.
That's gross.
So, I mean...
No, it's not. In fact, when I boil mine, I only put it in just to kind of warm it up and get it back out.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I've been eating sweet corn since I was a little kid because we had those, you know, block parties and stuff. I've never had it just... We always either cooked it or we...
Here you go.
Boiled it. What's cold.
Just try a bite.
Wow. Oh, yeah, this is good.
Listen to that sound, how crunchy it is.
And
huh?
That's what it's supposed to.
Wow, that is good.
So when you're growing chemical-free, you're actually focusing on getting the proper nutrients into the soil. And now that feeling that you guys just bit into, then you're like, wow, that is good. That's what our goal is with all of our produce. We want good tasting food. And when you're focusing on growing the soil and getting the proper nutrients, this is the quality of the food that you get.
That's juicier than I remember.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Wow.
Okay,
John, yeah, John just dove right in.
You have John's done.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was.
I would say this. I put some salt on it.
I put a little bit of salt on it. A salt butter.
Salt's good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of salt. Yep. Got more text here. Heritage Hill, historic Hazelwood.
This is stuff to do.
Neville, Fox River Trail, Waiyawiki Falls.
Wickwiak.
Charter fishing, Krolls, and see the autograph wildlife sanctuary.
Good one.
The new zoo, Captain's Walk Winery, the baseball team here in town.
Big fan.
We're getting a lot of them.
Go the Rockets. Yes,
that baseball team. Yeah,
those guys over there in a shawl.
Blue ribbons. Yeah. That's good. I can honestly say I did something today I've never done before.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I've never.
I was going to bring in some tomatoes for some tomato and mayo cheese sandwiches. Okay. Have you ever had some of those with a good Brandywine heirloom tomato? Oh, that's some good stuff.
You got to get bacon on there, right? And a tomato? I mean, yeah. Okay, I didn't hear you say that.
And that's, again, so that's another thing is when we're getting all of that stuff put together, like even at Babe, regular BLTs. You want a good BLT?
I do.
Get farm fresh tomatoes with bacon that was raised on the same place that's been hand smoked. I mean, that's. When the lettuce, you put that together. The flavors that come together with the food, it's
okay.
Food should be an adventure.
I'm loving that. Do you have the bacon, or is it because I like smoked bacon, but you got to get the extra thick.
Yeah,
because so it's transparent. You just look right through it.
And one of the things that we just transitioned to, and what we're trying to establish is the traditional method of farming with the farmers markets is you grow a whole bunch of produce, show up at the farmers market, and kind of hope that it sells. And with the cost to produce nowadays with everything has gone up. That hasn't changed for in the farming world. We're transitioning to more to focus on like a community supported agriculture program, a CSA program. And our program is going to be a little bit different than your traditional CSA program. Your traditional CSA, you pay a lump sum up front. And then each week for X amount of weeks, you get a package delivered to your door. With whatever's in season.
No, and that's not a bad program. We're in that.
No, it's not a bad program.
It's eggs, it's vegetables, yep. And it's super fresh. And yep. Yours, tell me about yours. I'm interested in what you guys are doing because it's a little bit different at DC Farm for Vets. Yep.
So what we're looking for is about 15 to 20 families, dedicated families, that we're going to work with long into the future. And there's a membership fee. Right now we've got that priced at $10 a month. And that gets you access to our online store, and then you can place an order as much or as little as you'd like, and we'll have produce available, we'll have meat products available. We're actually processing chickens next weekend, so we'll have chickens available.
And you've raised all this.
And we've raised all this, correct. It's either us or the other veterans that are within our network that are growing on their farms are going to be contributing to this online store.
This is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. Tell us again how people can subscribe.
You can go right to our website, www.dcfarmforvets.org, and there'll be a little banner that pops up, and you can get signed up right there.
Fantastic. Love it. Can you stick around?
I sure can.
You know, you're talking about tomatoes, though. I will say this. A tomato can either be phenomenal or not good. I can't think of one food that has more varieties of flavor. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, that not all tomatoes are created equal. No.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. But a good tomato, like he said, is a great tomato.
Exactly. And that's what we really focus on. And when we're going into the future, that first year when we started farming, we had like 40 different varieties of tomatoes.
Wow.
My wife is a bit of a tomato freak, which is awesome because you get all those extra flavors that come in, are involved. And it's always an adventure to grow new stuff and to learn how to grow new stuff. And we're really looking forward to sit down this January with the members because our members are going to be the ones that are actually picking what we're growing. So if you think that sweet corn was good, there's like a pile of different varieties that we can still grow.
Love it. Love it.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Jake Vanderplas, DC Farm for Vets. Stick around. DC standing for Door County. What's that, Jim?
I was just looking. Keep sending in what you think are the 100 best things to do. I think that's cool. Somebody just said the golf course. That is a good golf course.
Yeah, keep sending them.
All right.
Quick break. Back after this.
My exes live in Texas. And Texas is...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media